Texas Ken Paxton to Joe Biden, "You Are Not a King." By Neil Monroe on January 9, 2023. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton rebuked President Joe Biden for claiming king-level authority to ignore Congress' annual migration numbers. "Hey, Mr. President, again, just a reminder. You're a president, you're not a dictator, not a king. You have to follow the rules, the laws, just like everybody else," Paxton said in a January 8 Fox News interview. Paxton's rebuke follows Biden's announcement last week that he would allow 360,000 migrants from four countries to live and work in the United States, regardless of Congress' annual cap of about 1 million new legal immigrants. "Today, I'm announcing that my administration is going to expand the parole program for people not only from Venezuela, but from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti," Biden told reporters at a January 5 press conference. Biden claimed he has the power to raise immigration numbers because congressional Republicans do not want to vote for his mass immigration policies. "I'm left with only one choice, to act on my own. Do as much as I can on my own," Biden said. Both Paxton and Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody are leading lawsuits against Biden's refusal to accept Congress law requiring the detention of migrants at the border. Paxton's lawsuit is being debated by the Supreme Court, and Moody's lawsuit was heard in a federal court in Florida today. Paxton also filed a lawsuit Monday against Biden's refusal to respect Congress' curbs on the inflow of welfare-dependent migrants. Paxton said about Biden, "From day one, they have made it very clear, you can come here, as many people as want to. We don't care what your background is. We don't care if you are criminals. If you come here, we're going to protect you. We don't care if you're going to become immediately dependent on our government to take care of you. We don't care if you have a criminal background. We're going to let you in. We want you here. We're inviting you." "That has been extremely frustrating to the people of my state and to people that have been impacted by the policies and the lawlessness of the Biden administration. Well, it sounds like a great idea, maybe. But the problem that we have with that is, by what authority do you do this? Do you do this based on law or have you just made it up? We have checks and balances. Each branch has its own power, and states have their own power. And it's unfortunate for him that he doesn't have all the powers of a king or a dictator. He's just making this up. It's his own law, his own rules, and he doesn't run it through Congress. We're not Venezuela or Russia or China. We're going to call a spade and say, hey, Mr. President, again, just a reminder. You're a president, you're not a dictator, not a king. You have to follow the rules, the laws, just like everybody else," Paxton concluded. "Biden's parole policy is illegal," said Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who works for the Center for Immigration Studies. Section 212D, 5, of the INA, Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, limits the administration's authority to allow aliens into the United States on parole, and if they attempt to implement such a migration program, the states are going to sue them and the states are going to win. Parole is on a case-by-case basis for significant public interest or for humanitarian purposes. This plan doesn't satisfy either one of the requirements. If you start a program like this, it's going to shift the determination for who gets to enter the United States from the legislative branch, where the Supreme Court has already said it belongs, to the executive branch," Arthur told Breitbart News. Biden's deputies have dodged questions about the legality of their mass inflow, partly because establishment media companies do not hire reporters who want to ask those questions. But his deputies justify their open borders with flowery language about a nation of immigrants narrative created by immigration advocates during the Cold War. "You can't forget that, we do, as a nation of immigrants, have an obligation to provide better tools and pathways for them to come in," White House spokesman John Kirby told reporters in a January 6 press event at the White House. "The 360,000 migrants are being invited into the United States via the small parole side door at the border. Biden is also not detaining the parole migrants, so he is allowing them to take jobs and housing from Americans. The parole inflow is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of other economic migrants who are allowed to take jobs after they make an initial claim for asylum. Since Biden's January 2021 inauguration, He and his deputies have allowed roughly 3.5 million economic migrants across the southern border, including more than a million gotaways that sneak past the few border guards left at the border. Biden has also accelerated the inflow of legal immigrants and temporary workers to almost 2 million per year. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. The policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. The colonization-like policy has also killed many thousands of unrecognized migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.